We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Congressman Chris Collins is with us live from Washington this morning. Chris, the White House has an ultimatum on this health care vote today, but is it really a do or die vote today?
Oh, it is, Susan, there's no question we're moving on after this, but unfortunately, if we don't get it passed, there's $800 billion of taxes, fees, and penalties that continue. That's a real drag on the economy. We will have missed the opportunity to get our economy moving. And, you know, in one-third of the counties in America, there's no competition for those who are on what we call the exchanges. New York's not that, but, you know, we are seeing Obamacare implode, and it will continue. It will get worse. And for those who are saying somehow the American Health Care Act doesn't fix everything, you know, buckle your seatbelts, because it's going to get really ugly as we move through this year and the next year with Obamacare. We will miss the opportunity to get this right. And that's the stakes that we have today. And it's going to be a very close vote. There's clearly going to be arm twisting. You know, I'm a solid yes, certainly with the New York amendment to stop the egregious cost shift of Medicaid costs from Albany into the counties. I mean, that will fix Erie County and all the county budgets for the next four decades, get our infrastructure back in great shape. So within New York, just the New York amendment that I was able to add is a true game changer. But it's do or die. The president has said it's time to move on. I want your vote. America needs your vote. But if we don't get it, we move on. That's what politics is.
Okay, but for everything you just said, with all the costs and everything that's been said over the past 7 years about Obamacare, wouldn't there be a lot of upset people if you do move on from this issue? And if there are issues with this bill, if the votes aren't there to not revisit it? I mean, to put Obama, as you said, for a year or two, the next couple years of Obamacare, to leave that in there when I think so many people were expecting this to be a day one thing for the new administration, aren't you worried about upsetting a whole lot of Republicans?
Oh, there's no question about it. So it will be interesting in a midterm election, because in most cases, it's the folks on the far right who said we're leaving too much of Obamacare, whether it's the Medicaid expansion, even though it's going back to the 50% cost share, it's not going to be 90% on the federal taxpayers any longer. Things of that sort, the Freedom Caucus, as we call them, they did not want any part of that. So, you know, they're going to have to potentially face, you know, a primary. In that next year, somebody's going to come up and say, we sent you there to repeal Obamacare, and you voted to keep Obamacare. I don't want you as my representative any longer. We'll have to see how that plays out. But the dynamic in individual congressional races next year, if we don't repeal this, it's going to be quite telling.
Chris, you were confident with us yesterday morning at this time saying that this will come up for vote and it will pass. Are you feeling the same way this morning?
I am still confident, but, you know, then again, I thought Villanova would win. So we'll have to see. I do think it's going to pass, but if it does, it's going to be very close. And there's going to be arm twisting at the end.
On the bill itself, there have been questions in the Senate on whether or not it does enough to lower premiums. What would you say to senators who are concerned, assuming that something happens between now and Monday on this bill where it moves out of the House?
Well, as we have said, there are concerns what happens in the Senate, but we've got to take care of our business first, or they don't even take it up in the Senate. Can't predict what they'll do. It's a very different legislative body. We need 50 out of 52 Republican senators, and Rand Paul certainly doesn't look like a yes. But again, the stakes are so very high for this country, for health care, for economic growth. Mitch McConnell has said, we're going to do our business over here, and you know, we'll have to call him out to make sure he does. But for those people in the House that are saying, I'm not going to vote yes today because it might not pass in the Senate, well, one thing for sure, it's not even going to the Senate if we don't pass it in the House today.
Now, we heard this morning that this could actually be pushed back until really Monday. Monday would be the latest. Do you see that possibly happening?
No. The president has said it's do or die today. Our Rules Committee is meeting now. Paul Ryan is putting it on the floor. It will pass or it will fail, give or take 3 o'clock this afternoon. It's not going to go through the weekend.
The governor yesterday said he's threatening to sue to stop that proposal on Medicaid costs, shifting it from counties to the state. What do you say to him?
Bring it on, Governor. He's now put a stake down, a marker down, that he does not stand with upstate New York. He is not concerned about the cost shift, the fact that the counties can't pay their pension costs, don't have any money left for infrastructure. So we finally have called out the governor. He's a New York City governor. He's not the governor of all of New York State. So next year in his election, it'll be very telling. If you've noticed, Senator Schumer's been pretty darn quiet about this, because what I've done with the New York amendment is making Senator Schumer, Senator Gillibrand, and Governor Cuomo say you are either with upstate or you're not with upstate. And there's no way they can pretend to be with upstate and not stand and support my amendment. If you saw the Erie County Legislature, Democrats, Republicans, conservatives, and independents all voted for it. Brian Higgins is in support of it. I mean, this is the most significant unfunded mandate relief ever in the history of New York State, and the governor doesn't want to provide it. This is bad politics for Governor Cuomo, but we now know where he stands or where he doesn't stand.
All right, that's Congressman Chris Collins with us live this morning on the Healthcare Showdown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.